The death toll from a huge blaze at a London high-rise apartment block is expected to rise further as authorities try to access the burnt-out building. Police have confirmed at least 17 people died in the fire and more than 70 have been hospitalised. The day after an inferno described by firefighters as unprecedented, the 24-storey Grenfell Tower in London has been reduced to a jarred smoking shell. Windows are blasted out and debris is strewn around the blackened building. London's Metropolitan Police Commander Stuart Cundy, inciting the early death toll, made it clear the news was probably going to get worse.
Sadly, I can confirm that there are now 12 people that have died that we know of. This is going to be a long and complex recovery operation. And I do anticipate that the number of fatalities will sadly increase beyond those 12.
But facing hazardous recovery conditions, the police commander said he could not guess just how much it was likely to rise.
In cases like this, it's very, very challenging to put a number on how many people are unaccounted for. Our priority is clearly those that we know would have been resident within Grenfell Tower. But indeed, there might have been others that were staying with family or friends.
The London Fire Brigade's Director of Safety and Assurances, Steve Apter, says emergency crews did manage to battle the force of the fire to get to the top floor.
They were hampered for some time by a fractured gas main, which was really difficult and challenging for the utilities to be able to isolate. That obviously, as you can imagine, created quite significant hazard. Once that was isolated, the crews were able to progress. Conditions in the tower, and you can see for yourselves, the fire's been burning for some time. The integrity of the building is a significant issue for us as a hazard.
This witness has described the desperation of those in the building during the blaze.
It was quite high up, like just above the middle, and she was screaming, "I've got a baby, please help me get out. I can't get out. I'm trapped. I need to save my baby." I did see a few people jump. People were jumping.
A resident who did escape has told Sky News the fire started in his neighbour's fourth floor flat.
It's by chance that we had a knock and the guy who knocked so happens to be the guy whose house was the cause of the whole thing. It's his fridge. He explained to us as he came down afterwards and was outside the building, he explained to us that it was due to his fridge which exploded. That's what he kept saying. On the fourth floor.
The tragedy has forced British Prime Minister Theresa May to delay her announcement on a deal to form a minority government in Britain. She has praised the reaction of people in the area.
The response of people living nearby who've provided help, compassion and support has, I think, once again shown the fantastic spirit of London. Earlier today, I ordered a cross-government meeting to ensure that every assistance was being given to manage the emergency service response, and that group will meet again tomorrow.